Okay. Huh? What page at the bottom? 194 at the bottom, Nun Gimel on top. We're at the bottom line of the page. Okay. Last week we learned that the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. I think we explained at great length last week, even though it wasn't actually connected here, that the reward of the mitzvah is the actual connection. Mitzvah means connection and binding. When you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah itself binds you to the essence of Hashem, not to the revelations of Hashem that exist in Gan Eden. And like we learned, that's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, 1 second of tshuva, ma'isim, tevim, of mitzvahs in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba, than the whole world to come. Why? Because the world to come, Gan Eden, is really only the ray of the Shekhinah. It's not the essence of God, it's only the ray of God. When you do a mitzvah, a person becomes bound to the actual essence of Hashem. Not to the revelations of godliness, not to the rays of godliness, but actually to the essence of godliness. That's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. And therefore he says like this, based on what we learned before, when you do it with intellectual stimulation, that you get love and fear, the mitzvah goes all the way up to the world of Bria. You do it with natural, instinctive love, it goes up to the world of Yetzira. Now he says like this, Avol Avei, the last line, B'liyaseirir is tchilu rechimu. But when you do a mitzvah, without any stimulation whatsoever, that there's no fear and love, afilu b'meich, even in his mind, b'chin is gilu in a real way. You know, you ever find, sometimes you do a mitzvah, you don't even remember if you did it. You know how many times people say, I don't remember if I davened yet. Did I daven? Didn't I daven? Did I bench? Didn't I bench? Did I make a bracha? Didn't I? You know, that's what he's talking about over here. You do it with nothing, not any kavana, no feeling, no nothing. You know, to the extent, it's like you drive, you know, and it's habit. You don't even concentrate anymore because it just comes habit. So that's how you do a mitzvah. He said, that mitzvah goes nowhere. It's pretty good, by the way. We'll soon see. I know. What? You're right. By the way, hello.
We created a certain routine for ourselves in order to make some of these things easier. Because we have a lot of things that we need to accomplish.
You're making a very good speech and good point, but wait a minute. I know. La'eder or ava tivius hamasuteres belev. They don't even awaken the natural instinctive love, the itziya mehelim vehested alev, to bring it out from the concealment of the heart, because we learned already, every Jew has this. We have this level. It's just hidden in the heart. Afilu b'meich v'talumis libei akupanim. You don't even bring it out in the concealed. And there's no awareness of what you're doing. Rakin nish'eres mesuteres belev. But it remains concealed in the heart. Like it was from birth, just as it was before you did it. Meaning, like we said, you don't even remember if you did it or not. He says, this aveda, nish'eres lamata, remains down here in this world. It doesn't even go up to Yetzira. It definitely doesn't go up to Bria. It definitely doesn't go up to Atzilus, like the aveda of tzaddikim. It just stays down here, which is called Chitzenius Ha'ilim, is the external level of the world. And it doesn't have the strength to become, and the unity, and the greatness to become one with Hashem, which are Eses Fides Hakadeshis, which are the 10 levels. And by the way, the Alter Rebbe is soon going to say that you do it once right, it all goes up, what you didn't go up until now anyway. There is two ways of looking at things. Okay? There are ways of doing things as habit, and there are ways of doing things with feeling. Now, in any relationship, when you do just everything as a habit, okay, the relationship doesn't grow. It doesn't grow. You know, when you do things with feeling, the more feeling you do in it, the more you're into it, okay? The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. So that's the same, he's just saying, in the relationship with Hashem. When you do it out of love and fear, so then obviously you're flying high. The relationship with Hashem is very powerful because you're doing it because you really want to become close and you're putting effort into it. Sometimes you can't put that intellectual effort into it, so you do it out of habit. But if somebody, you know, but you know what you're doing, you know, you put on tefillin, light Shabbos candle, or keep kosher, whatever it is, because you want to be connected to Hashem. That's good. It goes up to Yetzirah. But sometimes you do it, you don't even know you're doing it, and it's completely without any feeling whatsoever. He says, yeah, the action was done, but it was cold and dead, so to speak. It was like a dead feeling. You could do a mitzvah and do it so cold. There's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov. I mean, the Baal Shem Tov said, whatever you hear, everything's divine providence, right? You hear it, you see it, you know about it. There's a reason why Hashem is making you see it. Otherwise, why is Hashem making you see it or aware of it? The fact that you are aware of it means you need to learn a lesson in serving Hashem. That's what the Baal Shem Tov said. So the story is told, the students at the Baal Shem Tov, it was winter in Russia, and they were going to the Baal Shem Tov for Yom Tov. Okay? And they happened to cross, they were walking through a Goyisha village, and there was ice, the river was full of ice, and they watched the way the Goyim of the village were cutting a cross out of the water, out of the ice, to bring back to their center, whatever, to hang it up. So the students of the Baal Shem Tov said, what could we learn from this, what we just saw? That they're cutting a cross out of ice, like, you know, what are we going to learn from this? So finally one of the students realized a very profound lesson. Water is water. Torah is likened to water. Water is life. But when is Torah water life? When there's movement in the water. When there's warmth and there's enthusiasm and there's movement and going. When Yiddishkeit becomes frozen, that you do it completely, no feeling, no enthusiasm, no warmth, that Yiddishkeit is so bad, you can even cut a cross out of it. It's a sharp expression. But this is the lesson they learned. That if there's warmth, when is water the source of life? When it moves. When it doesn't move and it freezes, it's so bad, you can even cut a cross out of it. And by the way, this is one, this is historically. The Baal Shem Tov's neshama came into the world to warm up the ice. Okay? Until the Baal Shem Tov, you know, the main emphasis, just in history of that era of 250 years ago, 300 years ago, in the era of the Baal Shem Tov, the emphasis was on Torah study, not on mitzvahs. The sages, I mean, you read in the previous Rebbe's memoirs and diaries and all that, you read the way the scholars of old would make fun of kissing a mezuzah. Why are you kissing a piece of animal skin? No, they would. The previous Rebbe writes in the letters, and they would make fun because that by them it was totally cold intellect, completely cold in Torah intellect, but it was completely cold without any warmth of the mitzvahs. The Baal Shem Tov came into the world and said one of the main things the Baal Shem Tov fought for, that when a simple Jew who is completely ignorant of any knowledge does a mitzvah with enthusiasm and warmth, he is on a higher level than the cold fish of the tzaddik, of the righteous person who did it cold. Because, and that's what he's saying over here, when a person does a mitzvah with total coldness, it doesn't go up. You need a little bit of enthusiasm, warmth, to make it go up. Otherwise, it's frozen. And the analogy of this, Chassidus brings, a dead body, God forbid, is cold. A living body is warm. When mitzvahs are cold, it's called dead mitzvahs. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't fly up. It can't go up. It's a mitzvah, but it's dead. And that's what he says. This mitzvah does not have the ability to go up to Hashem, Shem Eses Sfiris HaKadoshes, which are the 10 levels of Kedusha, like it says in Tikkun Zayed, the Belei Dechilu Rechimu, without fear and without love, Leiparcho Le'ela, the mitzvah doesn't fly up, V'leyocho Le'salko U'lemekum Kodem Hashem. And he says he can't even go up to Hashem. That is the purpose of the intent of the mitzvah, the warmth, the enthusiasm of the mitzvah. And now the Alter Rebbe says, it's not when you're doing the mitzvah for the wrong purposes. Okay? Now there's even a lower level that we just spoke. A guy does a mitzvah just to show off. They're not even interested in the mitzvah. Okay? That's called, Shalai Lishma means, I'm not doing it for the right purpose. But you can have, like, neutral, not for the right purpose. I don't do it for, but I'm not doing it for something negative. If somebody does a mitzvah that everybody should give him respect and call him great holy guy and whatever it is, that's worse than the neutral guy who's not doing it with any love and fear, but at least he's on the same plane. The Alter Rebbe is saying over here, even if you don't do it for the wrong reason, you're just not doing it for any reason, you're doing it coldly, that is also no good. But the Alter Rebbe is going to explain. The Gemara says you do it for the wrong reasons, because eventually you will do it for the right reasons. And you do it once for the right reason, everything goes up. And not only at the end of the chapter, Al-Tareb is going to say, you're going to do it right, maybe this time around, maybe the next time around. But when you do it even the next time around, you know, the next life, you will still elevate all the mitzvahs that you did without life in this world. Because then it will be elevated. And the Torah guarantees that eventually you will do it for the right reason, so don't worry about doing it. Just do it. As the expression goes, just say yes and just say no. No yes to the positive, no to the negatives. And then everything goes up. But until then, it doesn't go up. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, a person should really, you know, get themselves going to do a mitzvah and to think about it a little bit. Put a little bit of feeling into it. But by the way, like we said before, this is in every relationship. If you do something coldly, and you know, it's remarkable. In order for parents, I mentioned this 1,000 times already, in order for parents to transmit Yiddishkeit to the children, it's not by cold-blooded doing it a mitzvah. It's not going to work. It has to be with warmth and enthusiasm of the mitzvah. That is what can be transmitted. And I said this many times in these other classes. Speak to an old European Jew or Jewess that lived in the shtetl. Okay? They might not be as religious as what's called, let's say, the modern Orthodox today. They might not necessarily be 100% Shomer Shabbos. But when you speak to them about the shtetl life of Yiddishkeit, they're alive. They talk about it with life and enthusiasm and excitement. They go back and they talk about the Pesach and the Shabbos and the Kashrus, and they're living with it. That, if we don't have it within ourselves, our kids are not going to get it. It will not be transmitted to the kids. Just putting on tefillin and benching Shabbos licht cold-bloodedly, the kids are not going to do it. Because there's no feeling is what's transmitted. That's the life of it. The life you can transmit. Death you can't transmit. A dead mitzvah you're not going to transmit. Especially as the generations go on, it's not going to be. There need to be, that's what Alter Rebbe is emphasizing, you need to have this warmth. What?
You need to have enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
That translates. Otherwise it just seems like a chore.
When a child sees that a parent does it because they have to do it, you don't get it. It's not transmitted. when a kid sees the parents love doing it, that feeling is what they get, what they go away with. And that's what needs to be transmitted. You have that in husbands and wives too, and parents and children. I mean, if they do it, if a kid feels that the parent is giving them food because they have nabach, they're stuck with the kid, and they got no choice. Sometimes you feel like that. And you're stuck with the kid, you got no choice, and that's it, I got to give you a dinner, but I'd rather that you wouldn't be around. You know, you're not going to create a love relationship with the kid. It's not going to work. No, it's anything better with teachers in school. A teacher needs to transmit the love of the mitzvah more than the actual mitzvah. Because that's what's transmittable. What do you want to ask?
I'm not surfing.
What?
I'm not surfing.
You confused?
I'm not confused?
There used to be billboards confused during Chabad.
No. Is there a difference if you do it out of fear or out of love? And then that was the first thought.
Somebody once came to the Rebbe, a Pele Shechosid. And he came to the Rebbe and he said in Yechidus to the Rebbe, I'm afraid I'm becoming one of your chassidim. So the Rebbe said, you don't have to do it out of fear, you can do it out of love. See, now you're talking a different point. What type of fear?
A fear of God. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, what's going to happen? One second. There's love and fear. Two wings. Right wing of the bird, right? You got the body of the bird, but the bird can't fly, like he says over here. You do the mitzvah, you have the body, but you don't have the wings. The right wing is love, the left wing is fear. Okay? You do a mitzvah, the body of the mitzvah, halachically, like we learned, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, from the halacha, if you clip the wings of a bird, the bird's still a kosher bird. It's not called a treifa. Okay, you can shecht it and eat it. What's the problem? The bird is alive, but it's not moving anywhere. Okay? A mitzvah without any kavana is like a bird without wings. Okay? There's love and there's fear. Okay? Now, everybody has love and fear on their level. Okay? If a kid knows, if they do well in school, they're going to get a present. Okay? They'll do it out of love, but the love is not for the school. The love is for the present, for the prize, but they're going to be learning out of love. But it's a very low, low level of love. Okay? You can have in fear the same thing. Fear could mean you're afraid you're going to, you know, you do something wrong, you're going to, not anymore because they'll lock you up in jail, but you're going to get a smack. Okay? You're going to get a beating with a belt. Like they used to do in the olden times, right? It was funny. If a kid came home from school and said, you know, to his parents, I was bad in school and the Rebbe beat me, you know what happened? The parent got another beating. Today, the parent would lock up the teacher for child abuse. Anyway, but fear is also different levels than Rambam writes. You can have fear, yiras ha'einish, fear of punishment. If I do this wrong, I'm going to get hit, whether it's punished, lightning, whatever it is. But there's a much higher, there's infinite levels of fear. But there's a level of fear of not afraid of punishment. Fear is awe and respect. Okay? We learned many times, it says in Chumash, you have to have kibud avaim, you have to honor your parents, and you need to fear your parents. Ish imei v'avav tiro. Okay? So the Gemara says, honoring means dress them, clothe them, I mean, feed them, you know, honor them. Fear means don't sit in their seats. Okay, honoring means stand up when they walk into the room. Fear is don't sit in their seats, don't contradict their words, okay? Now, a little kid might not sit in the father or mother's seat because they'll get yelled at and screamed at or whatever. Okay? If an adult is not going to sit in their parents' seat, they're not afraid their parents are going to hit them. Okay, it's reverence and awe and fear. It's a much higher level of fear than the fear that they might get punished. That's also fear. There's yiras ha'remimis, a person not afraid. Like, see, when we use the word afraid in English, it means I'm afraid of something bad happening to me. Fear is, in a higher level, is awe, that I don't want to do something that Hashem doesn't want me to do. Not because I'm going to get punished. I just don't want to rebel against Him. Okay? That level of fear, it depends what level of fear. The Rambam says, you can't start teaching a kid Torah with the Ava like Avraham Avinu had, or Moshe Rabbeinu had. You start with a kid in school, what do? You're going to get a prize. Because that's on their level. And on that level, that's good. That's perfect. You can't expect a kid to serve Hashem because Hashem is so infinite. And when he does a mitzvah, he's going to become connected to the infinite. And instead of creation, he'll become creator. And the kid don't know what in the world you're talking about. The kid understands a very simple thing. You get a good report card, you're going to get a prize. You know, you get a mitzvah note, you know, whatever. You know, that's on their level. On their level, that's perfect. But if a 30-year-old keeps a mitzvah because they're going to get a star on their chart, something's wrong. I mean, something's wrong.
Or it could just be the person who
made
the chart.
I don't know. I would say something, but it wouldn't be. No, but that's what the Alter Rebbe is. So he's saying you need to have fear and love to give a little bit of life into the mitzvah, to make it become closer to Hashem. Otherwise, it's a dead mitzvah. Huh? Okay, he says. And Alter Rebbe gives this analogy. Just like a person, you don't do something for your friend. Lemalis retaini, just to do what he wants. Elam kein oyavai, unless if you love him. Or yari mimenu, you're afraid of him. Right? In a relationship, I do something for you either because I love you, or because I'm afraid of you, you're going to fire me. Right? Like boss and worker. Kach i'ev shilasis lishmei yizbarach be'emes. Therefore, if you really want to do something for Hashem properly, lemalis retaini levad, just to fulfill the will of Hashem. How in the world can you do it if it's a dead mitzvah? You're not going to do something for somebody unless you want to create a relationship with them of fear and love. If you don't, then like, what's the purpose of the relationship? It's not going anywhere. It's training, it's more important than not doing it. But it's not going to really be a feeling, something that you become one with the mitzvah. In other words, what Alter Rebbe is saying over in a practical sense, we need to do mitzvahs because we want to, not because we have to. Doing a mitzvah because you have to is not a great thing.
So are you better off picking and choosing ones that you feel that you could do with the right kabbanis and love and fear at the same time than doing a bunch of them with nothing? I'm serious.
What is better? You're asking a very good question. Is it better to do one mitzvah with love and fear, or 50 mitzvahs dead?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm asking you a question because I don't know the answer.
What do you think? I mean, we can have a discussion.
Why? He just wants you to do the mitzvah.
And the more
you do,
the
more you
do it. Halachically, what's better?
50.
Even though, by the way, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's better to daven less with more kavana than more with less kavana.
If you do one mitzvah so nicely and well and with such good kavana, you'll come to do more and more. Like, it's like taking little steps. And then you, like when you do too many things at once, it never comes to anything. If you do one very...
Can I ask you a question? In a married relationship. Right. Hashem is the husband, we're the wife. We're talking about relationships over here, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you going to tell your husband one thing, like, okay, I'll do your laundry with a lot of love, tremendous amount of love, but I'm not going to make you any dinners. Is that going to work?
I did the laundry.
No. So don't tell me your private story now. Your personal life. I'm not interested. No, do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. I understand what you're
so
saying.
So 50, then.
But, however, if I do the laundry,
okay,
whether I do it with love or fear, it still gets done and he still has to clean up.
But the Gemara has an expression. Hello.
The
Gemara has an expression. The Zayar has an expression. The Yanuka, this kid from the Zayar, has said to somebody, Avuch b'mahav ezor tfei. Which mitzvah did your father shine with? Which means he did all mitzvahs. But there's a certain mitzvah, which was his pet mitzvah, that is the key for all other mitzvahs. And it says in Chassidus, how do we know which is the mitzvah that's most important for me to do, which is the key to all mitzvahs? Guess which mitzvah that is? The one that we have the hardest time doing. That is the pet mitzvah.